Blog Talk Radio.
Listen up, bozos. Diamond Dallas Page here, the AWA's Diamond Exchange. And I'm here with the kings of the universe. We're talking the AWA Tag Team Champs of the World, Bad Company. And we're talking B-A-double-D, Bad. Woo, baby.
Dallas, you look great. How are you today?
I never had a bad day in my life, Daddy. And why not? I am the world's greatest professional wrestling manager in the world. A mastermind of the sport with great looks. Brains? Good God, it's a deadly combination.
It's this man, Diamond Dallas Page, against the Macho Man, Randy Savage.
Savage, you want to come into my real world? I'm going to snap into yours.
Savage, when your buddy had Diamond Dallas had Savage.
Raven, I haven't forgotten everything you've done to me.
Got him off!
Oh, he got him!
There's only one Diamond Cutter! Diamond Cutter by Page!
It's
1, 2, 3!
Oh, we've got a new world champion, guys!
And a DDP!
He did it, he earned it, he fought it, and they all did!
In history, Diamond Dallas Page is the heavyweight champion of the world!
Say that again, Tony!
Diamond Dallas Page is the heavyweight champion of the world! I can't believe it!
I'd say unless your parents change their mind, I'm going to have to get the 18th birthday.
Who is it?
Have you done your yoga today?
DDT, I like me, you like me, and I'm going to help you like you.
Hello.
Hey.
Yo, Robert, are we live?
We got it.
Can you hear me?
I'm clear.
I can hear you too.
Loud and clear. Well, I had to get rid of my headset. Welcome to DDP Radio, where it is never a smooth sailing trip. It is always coming into this. I can't tell you how fucked up it is. I mean, tell me if I'm lying, Robert. I mean, how many things went wrong when I mean, now I can hear you perfectly. Of course, now I'm on my headset, and I literally unplugged going into this is where it comes to. This is the big, are you a mouse or a man? You know, how do you live your life? You know, do you grab it by the balls or do you just, let people push you out of the way? Well, I got my headset on. And hold on 1 second as I plug in my power source to my iPhone. And I've got the headset on. It cost me $45 for this thing. No, it's plugged right in. Last week it worked perfect. This week, coming into the moment, we're about, I don't know, a minute and a half out. Doug's gone. I can't hear you. So Doug's in the background. Robert's going my way. He's clear to me. So, bottom line is I call Robert up, just like any one of you should call it. And it's really funny that this would be the segue that puts us into this whole show. And the reason why I do DDP Radio, that was once YRG Radio, it's to get the people who are, I don't have to be doing YRG, that want to be involved, that want to, want to learn how to, live a healthier lifestyle. You know, maybe hit hurdles in life where they get smacked in the face and get knocked down. You know, there are so many times that Diamond Dallas Page, the character, which is always 90% of the real guy, Paige Joseph Frankenberg, it's been knocked down so many times, that it's not about how many times you get knocked down. It's about how many times you pick yourself back up again. The other day, I was doing a wrestling clinic, maybe it was a couple weeks ago, and someone had asked me how it felt to become a three-time world champion. And one of those kids had the book with him, Positively Paige. And I said, you're one of the guys who bought that book. But I grabbed the book, and I took it to the last page of the color pictures. And I don't remember exactly what it says, but I'm holding the world title in the picture. You know, I'm in Tacoma, Washington, 22,000 people hanging from the rafters, sold out, you know, pay-per-view. And I wrote under it, I want to dedicate this to all the people who said I could never or would never, because no one could have motivated me more to accomplish what I was about to try to accomplish. Because everyone will always tell you why you can't do something. This show is to show you how you can. Fuck can't. So that being said, you know, I had Stacey, our girls finally, she's in California enjoying the sunshine. Angela told me it was like brutally hot there today. By the way, Robert, can you hear me clearly?
Yeah, you sound fine.
And Doug, can you hear me clearly?
Perfect.
Okay, great. So maybe I have to go back to using my phone again. So I do want to welcome Doug, the monster motivator. I was trying to put monster in motivator. Monstivator. That's it. That's your new name, bro. The Monstivator. The monster motivator, Doug Stephan. And I kid with Doug all the time, but I got to tell everyone who's listening to this, who's a part of Team YRG, and some of you who don't know what Team YRG is, go on over to DiamondDallasPage.com. There's a lot of reasons to go there. Number one to me is Team YRG. And that's where, you know, it's our support group. It's our online place that if you're doing YRG, there's so many things that Doug and Kevin and Stacy and Arthur and Terry and, you know, Angela and so many other people, you know, Sparky, I mean, you know, Richard and, you know, and Lions and Tigers, oh my. There's so many people that come around there to inspire you. You know, like Michael Gallianos, who's down 116 pounds and he's still got 100 to go. You know, that's going on. Or Rich, who's, you know, started at 606 pounds, you know, and he's got a ways to go. But he lost 72 pounds his first 3 months. But my point of saying this is this whole show was never about weight loss. It was about finding that inner drive to keep you moving forward. It's not about how many times you get knocked down. It's about how many times you get picked back up again. So tonight, there might hit a point where I just shut the fuck up. If nobody says anything, we're going to have dead air. Because I didn't do this show. There's a lot of DJs out there. All right? And I'm not a DJ. It's funny. I got to tell you a story. I wanted to get my MiFi. And a lot of people have these things. They hook up their computers and so they can get their internet anywhere. Well, MiFi will allow, from Verizon, will allow five different units around you to get it. And mine burnt out. I'm sure it was something stupid I did, but I'm going to go back to the Verizon people and go, listen, it's not working because I need it. I know I'm going to help way more people than they are by saying, no, you screwed it up. Whoever fault it was, you know, the kid who I ended up with was a newbie there. He'd been there about 3 months. And at some point he goes, when he saw my license, he goes, are you the Diamond Dallas Page? I said, yes. and he said, I can't tell you how many days that I was suspended in a row for doing the Diamond Cutter during the lunch break or the break period. Of course, next thing you know, I'm taking pictures with everybody and blah, blah, blah. I got whatever I wanted. But that, you know, that came from a lot of hard work. And last week we had a great, great, great guest on, Dan Severin, amazing cat. Oh, my God. One of the baddest motherfuckers I know. And he is the sweetest guy that I know. And that's what I've always found. From guys that are really tough, they can handle the road, yourself included, or I should say myself included, you know, we're easy. We're like laid back. Like the last thing in the world we want to do is fight. Like the last. Chuck Zito, my buddy, who was a former leader of the Hell's Angels in New York City, the New York chapter, and the nicest guy. Of course, he snaps a little fast, a lot faster than I do. But my point is that, you know, we had Dan on last week, and he was just amazing on the show, and sharing a lot of his viewpoints. And I know that a lot of emails from people saying that it really inspired him. But back to my ADD dyslexic ass that I have, that back to the point of, you know, wanting you to get involved in the show. If you're listening to the show, I haven't looked in the chat room. How many people we got in the chat room right now, bro? Yeah, what was that, like a fucking like silent dead there? You can't look at the thing and see 6 or 5 or 8 or whatever?
Well, I'm actually looking in here, and I can't even get in the chat room for some reason.
I can't either.
I mean, I'm logged on, but it's not showing any listeners. It's just blank and leaving a comment.
Hey, Doug.
Hi, Terry.
Hey,
Terry.
I'm struggling, too. I was just ready to email Robert because I can't see the screen for the chat room. There was a comment thing on another page, and it won't let me in. I couldn't do it last time either.
Yeah, it's something
tremendous.
I don't even see the square.
Hey, you know what? That's a good thing. Then people can call in. There you
exactly.
go.
Exactly. I thought it was.
But you know, so Robert, we got. If we're gonna stay in block, we gotta get them to fix this. Like when Robert and I,
absolutely,
and Doug, you know, we're going through this. I'm going, what the fuck is the reason for us going in and doing a test 15 minutes early? If we get to 3 minutes or 4 and everything, what the fuck? If we can't fix it, you know, then it doesn't really matter. I mean, why isn't the chat room up? Do we have any idea, Robert? And I'm not putting the blame on you at all, because, dude, you are the master of all. This cat here is the jack of all trades. I mean, Robert does it all. I mean, he single-handedly is keeping up. DiamondDallasPage.com alive and kicking like a motherfucker. So we got to work on that, Robert. And I mean, not tonight, uh-huh. but tomorrow morning. And tell them to listen to our show and go from there. Okay, so.
Thank goodness, because I thought it was just me. You know how challenged I can be. It's like, where the hell could it be? I can find it.
Well, I am so glad you're on, because this, for those of you who know that lovely voice, that is the one and only Terry Lang, and she is the very, very, very first member of Team YRG. She was there when it was just Erg. But it all started with me talking straight to Terry, and then Terry just started to do. You know, and then I would talk some more, and then she would do. You know, it really comes down to really what the whole new meaning of what YRG is now, which is you're ready, go. You're ready to lose weight and get in shape, Terry? Go. You're ready to change your life and take it back, Doug? Go. You know, you're ready to just get flexible and hold back the hands of time? Me? Go. You know, it's that's really what it comes down to. But it came down to, I talked to Terry, and I would share stories with her. Terry, give me a story that off the top of your head. Now, I know I'm just, like, throwing something on top of you. But what sticks out in your head? Or something we would talk about that. If we were talking about it on the air and people heard it, it wouldn't just help you. It could help maybe 3 other people.
Well, always, always, it's your story about 40, 50, 60, 70, whatever. But one of your funny, like, things along my way, like farther into it, once I was going, was complaining, you would say whining. I was just having a thought about my treadmill, how challenging it was for me to, I'm trying to do my words so I can learn from you here, but how challenging it was for me to every day just get on that treadmill and do it. And when I was saying that to you, like the hardest thing was doing this exercise and I didn't like it. And you said, "Whoa!" You said, "Stop looking at it as the enemy. It's your friend. It's getting you where you want to go." And then you told me the story about one of your sports friends, I believe, or the brother of a friend who was
no,
jealous.
It was Droz.
Right.
It was Droz, yeah.
Right, and how you just told me I was in bed and he's paralyzed and he can't get up and exercise. And don't you think he would give his life to be able to get back up on that treadmill and to work out and get strong, and here I was bitching about it, something like that.
Well, that's a strong point. Now, let me tell you, there's her way of what happened, there's my way of what happened, and there's really what happened. But in my mind, what I remember, and I remember like it was yesterday, her saying to me, when I said, so you started working out again, she said, yeah, I started doing that yoga tape you told me to do, and I started adding that dynamic resistance, and that really got my heart rate up. And, you know, I sort of like that, but, you know, I'm doing that treadmill. She goes, I hate that thing. She goes, I call it the terrible treadmill.
Right, change the name. That's it.
Yes.
Exactly.
I said, why don't you change the name? She said, what do you mean? And then I gave that example. If there's wrestling fans listening, you know, from back in the 90s, you know, the story of Draws, you know, a guy who was a Greek god as far as the way he looked on his body. He was amazing. Another Jersey brother of mine. You know, Draws and I were never really that tight, but I respect him so much for so many reasons. But for him to get dropped on his head and become quadriplegic from the neck down, you know, I said, again, do you know what Draws would do to be able to get back up on that, you know, treadmill? He would kill to do that. You know, he'd give up his life to do that, maybe, you know? So, you know, it's all relative, no matter what we do. But when we talked about that, I thought, God, if anybody ever heard that story, maybe that'll click into somebody else. So I'm going to open up the phone lines right now. And normally I don't do it to the end. I've got a lot of, you know, talking and shit to do, and I'll keep talking. But open up, Robert, how can people get on, especially since they can't get on the fucking chat room?
Well, they can call us at 347-994-1216.
All right, you give that again slower.
Slower. It's 347-994-1216. Now, we've got a couple callers on there, but they don't have their hands up. So if you want to talk, make sure you hit the one on your dial pad.
No, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. But they need to know that, because why would they know that?
Because the lady says that when you
get
it.
Yeah.
But most likely they're out listening.
Oh, well, that's true. Well, when they dial in, she says that to you.
So, Doug, what would you share with someone if you were to call in for the first time? And what were one of the questions you would have asked me earlier that might have helped somebody?
Like early in my journey?
Yeah.
Well, I, the biggest thing was, well, for me, you know, being out in the atmosphere I was, it's, you know,
where
how
were
I go
you?
About it.
When where
I was in Qatar. When I was in Qatar, as you call it, or I call it Qatar, in the Middle
but
East.
But explain what Qatar is. Yeah, the Middle East. Tell them where the hell you were.
Yeah, I was contracting out in the Middle East, and that's when you came out for the USO tour, and that's where I met you. And then after I did the workout and talked to you, and the time I talked to you on the phone, we got into the eating. You know, it wasn't necessarily the working out, but it was the eating. And I was trying to figure out, well, how do I do it? Because of the, you know, I'm kind of between a rock and a hard place. You got like 4 or 5 fast food places. I can't go over to the mess hall or DFAC and eat every day. You know, so that was kind of the biggest one I had was eating. And then also, once I got into this, the other question I had was my heart rate, because remember, for the longest time, I could not get it up. I couldn't get
it up. Oh, couldn't get it up? Oh, my God. You don't want to get that personal, Doug.
I think that's another show, though.
My heart rate would not go up.
And if you got your heart rate up, maybe you're, you know, okay, we're good. So
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so go ahead. So you couldn't get your heart rate up.
So I couldn't get my heart rate up, and that's when I met you in Houston, and we worked on it. It was just the small little details of making sure your legs were pulled together like a scissors. You know, my toes were turned out a little bit, turn them in a little bit. But you know,
and where's your heart rate going? Just doing touchdowns and diving cutters. Where'd it go?
Oh,
from?
It went from like 80, 85, because it starts like at 45 and 50. And it was like up to 85, and I think it went up to like 120 or something like that. It jumped up really high,
yeah,
especially when we were in the workout. It was
40, boom.
Yeah,
still having trouble getting your heart rate up.
Yeah. But the biggest thing I could tell people, I think people are just afraid to ask. People are afraid to reach out and ask, you know, ask for help. You know.
Now, did anybody raise their hand, Robert, in the waiting room there?
No, you
or just people just listen. Nobody listened. Nobody. I'm just letting you guys know. If we don't get at least four people to call in tonight, come February 4th, I'm like killing this. Because I can call Terry and Doug and Arthur and, you know, Kevin and Stacy. We can all get on a four-way, you know, a five-way, just and save myself the money. I'm not doing this to hear myself talk. So if you've got a question, if you want to reach out and ask anything, the question really doesn't fucking matter. It's the involvement. And now it probably sounded like really intimidating, so you're afraid to call and ask. Of course, I'll be honest with you. I'm on my third glass of wine, too, so that doesn't help. Or it does help. Depends how you look at it.
You know, I think a lot of people, you know, a lot of people fall, and then they come back on and they're posting blogs, you know, I fell and I got back up and all this other stuff. And I think they're embarrassed. And, you know, the biggest thing I tell them, don't be embarrassed, you know, that's good of you. Just like you talk about, it's not about how many times you fall, it's how many times you get up. You know, just realize what you did wrong, dust yourself off and get back on it. But I think a lot of people are deep down embarrassed or, you know, they don't want to say that they stopped doing it or whatever, you know.
Right.
So, in other words, that's like 99.9% of our population?
Right. Well,
okay.
Yeah, and it's also that they have, I think to be successful, you have to stop thinking about this as like a short-term thing that you're doing or dieting, because now we're just talking about the rest of our lives. So if we don't do it so good today or this month or next month, you get up and you keep doing it, because this is a forever journey we're on. So there really isn't failure. We don't do it as well today, but tomorrow we get up and we do it better or try differently. And by talking to us and joining in, because we all have better days. I eat better some days than I do other days. And but I don't consider any of them failures. It's just I have better days than others. And
well,
I agree with you.
I think it's because, like with all of us here, we've made the lifestyle change, and it's just easy. You know, there's no more worrying about going back to the people that we were. You know, whether you can't get a workout in because you're injured or whether you eat something bad one day, it's not going to kill you because 95% of the time you're doing the right thing. It's that 5% that you're doing wrong.
That is true. And for me, it's been a long journey now. And so it is easier just because the habit's there. I just automatically get up and go to the gym, and I down the hall, and I automatically, in general, eat
so what,
the right
what do you call that, Terry? What do you call that?
What
when
do
you
I
automatically do something, what do you call that?
Well, I call it my habit, my lifestyle.
Yeah, it's a habit for anybody, not just you. It's for anybody.
Right.
You know, what you did is you created healthy lifestyle habits. Just like it's really easy to get, I got up and I laid down, I cracked my coffee and I watched the TV, and then I finally got up and I took a shower and I sat down and I watched some talk shows, some Marvy Povich or whatever the fuck their name is, Jerry Springer. You know, then I went out, I got in my car, and I went to work. I just don't have time to work out. But you think you recreate it.
True. And so it's easier on the days I don't really want to, or there's a lot of other things in my way that I could easily have used as excuses. The habit just gets me there. And like most people, I think, like Doug, like when you start to work out, you don't always want to step on the mat and just get going necessarily. But once you started in the flow and the centering and the focus, the adrenaline, the epinephrine, so it all carries you and gets you going, and you love it. But sometimes the first step on the mat, I just assume sometimes walk on by it. But the habit gets me there, but the feeling that the workout gives you keeps me there and keeps me returning.
You know, Terry, on that one, I tell people this. I said the hardest part, if when you're in that funk or you feel like you're not doing it, the hardest part is hitting play.
Exactly.
Because just like you said, when you hit play and you start into it, that's all she wrote. You know,
exactly.
Well, just so you guys know, that's exactly how I feel, too. And I'll tell you what habit I started. You know, if I'm going to do a private session with somebody, it costs a lot of money. I'll just put it at that number, all right? But I have another, because I need my massage therapist. I don't have Terry out in L.A., but I have Sandy. And Sandy is amazing. I would say Sandy and Terry, by far, I've had over 250 people put their hands on me, the best massage therapists on the planet. Amazing. Oh. They're completely different. Completely different, though. But they both hit at the right spots. And I have Sandy, you know, she takes care of me, and she just massages me, and I let her come over and work out with me, which to me, you know, it's a great trade-off. And me and Terry have been doing that for years. But, you know, she comes over, and I say, like if I know I don't want to get up that one morning, we'll help blow that off, and I might work out with Matt in the afternoon. But, I cycle it around them coming over, and we never, and when I say never, I mean, I don't think we've ever done the same workout. And that's where, you know, DDP Zero Impact Fitness is going. You know, I'm about to rebrand everything to DDP's YRG, Your Ready Go Zero Impact Fitness. Because that's really what it is. You know, a lot of people say, hey, your yoga workout, which turns off so many people. It's a shame, dude, because yoga is an amazing thing. But it's not what YRG is. YRG is its own animal. It's a piece of it, you know, just like it's a piece of calisthenics or whatever. But getting up and getting on that mat in the morning, I know if I get up and get on that computer, or walk in and eat my breakfast and then get on that computer, I'm fucked.
Right.
You know, I'm like, I just set right into, because now, so what do I do? I go to my Facebook? Do I go to my emails? Do I go to my Twitter? Do I go to my YouTube? Oh, my God. How many ways can you have to communicate with somebody? You know, but in this day and age where I'm at in the digital world and trying to get the message out, and I will not rest until everyone knows who Terry and Doug and Arthur and Stacy and Kevin and Sparky, knows who you are, because to me, that's all a part of what makes YRG roll. And at some point in time, I'm going to put all these little stars together, just like I did in my wrestling career, and it's going to take off like a son of a bitch. And everybody's going to go, God, I remember we called in, there's like 15 people in the chat room or 10 people in the chat room, like five of us online, and we're going to listen to this. And now it's going to be like, because that's where I'd like to see it to go. Is there anybody out there yet, Robert, that's raised their hand?
Hey, the chat room should be working. Now, I just hit refresh it, and it's working, so I'm the only one in there now.
Oh, I logged off already. I'm just listening to you now.
Well, let's just try it. Just see if that will work, or see if you can go in, because when I tried it, I put myself up, and I was the only one in there, too.
Well,
yeah, so let's just see, babe. You're online.
There.
All right, so Sparky's in there, too. Sparky, another guy, another monster motivator. You know, of the guys who came in here and totally changed up everything, you know, and just owns it now.
He's on the phone, too.
All right, Sparky, you on the phone?
Oh, no, he's still on hold. I've got a couple calls, too, but I haven't got him yet.
He said, I pressed one.
Yeah,
Sparky,
we've got four people.
That want to talk?
Can you hear me?
There's other people who are listening, like in the UK and over in Germany, and I know they're over there because I get their emails all the time. So who do we have that wants to ask something, say something, go fuck yourself, something?
We've got Mike.
Don't be afraid to laugh.
Sorry, the G. I'm going to butcher his last name.
Galliano.
Who do we have?
Mike Galliano.
Mike Galliano's.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mike. I've never talked to you.
Hi, Terry. How you doing?
I'm good. Good to hear your voice.
Good to hear you guys.
So what's up, Mikey?
Well,
why don't you ask one of the questions you ask me when it's just me and you?
Okay. I got one. How do you create new workouts?
How do I, personally?
Yeah.
I let my body lead me. And if I have a guy like Matt Vesic, who's over my house, and he's one of those lucky people that gets to work out with me once a month. And, you know, he started at 443 pounds. I was hoping he was going to call in tonight. I thought he was going to. But who's that?
It's Matt.
Oh, so why didn't you raise your hand? Did I hear Robert say? Okay.
I guess I've been on for a while and I didn't know it.
Okay. So Mikey,
wow.
I'm working with Matt Vesic. Matt, what are you weighing right now? What are you weighing
right now? Right now, we just did the weigh-in last week, and I went from 439 to 419.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
Oh, wow. Yay.
Congratulations.
So, thank you.
So, Mikey, you were there with me, and Dan Severin, you know, the beast, Dan Severin, you know, a UFC Hall of Famer, the only guy who held all three belts at one time. In all those federations, and that's a shoot. It's not like wrestling. It's like, you know, Ultimate Fighting. And you've been doing Ultimate Fighting and pro wrestling his whole life and loves them both. And Severin said when he watched me do that workout in Atlantic City that, you know, it's not for the light of heart. In other words, it was a brutal fucking workout. And then I had to remember, I said, Dan, do you remember Mikey at the back who lost 110 pounds and was down from 377 at 5'4" to 267? He did the same workout that everybody else did. He just modified it. He went, oh, yeah, I guess I didn't think about it like that. Because Dan Severin is such a beast, and for real, that, you know, that he only saw what I was doing. And he wanted to make sure he could do what I was doing. When he, I don't know, it was four UFC guys, and I think on the third workout, fourth workout that we did, they were dying. But that's who I was doing that workout for, was them. I knew Mikey knew how to modify. I knew Elaine could modify. You know, Elaine was out there with us, too. You know, he mentioned that. And we were doing all that kick-ass shit, so you could always kick it back. So when I worked out with Matt the other day, the second time, which he could do so much more. Hey, Matt, when you first started, could you do broken table that first time we did it?
I couldn't do broken table. I barely could do table, man.
and that's the truth. We got that on video. You could lift up one arm at a time, right?
Yeah, we're at one arm at a time and one leg at a time.
There you go. But this month, what'd you do?
No problem doing broken table. No problem.
And then, and how many crunches did you get?
I think we were doing, five or ten on each side, something like that. So.
No, you're hallucinating, Matt. You did three. You might three.
I'll tell you, it felt like ten on each side, brother.
I know. Did you hear that shit? We did five or ten. Was he fucking hallucinating? We did three. But my point was, Mikey, is that I did a completely different workout for him than I would do for you or than I would do for Doug. Now, if you're all in the same class and we're all doing it together, Terry would be kicking all your asses. And I'd be saying, don't worry what Terry can do. You're just not there yet. You know? So I feel in the room, and I feel where the energy is, and I say, lift your leg if you can. If you can't, just leave it there. You know, and that's the whole thing about making YRG your own. You know? So, you know, to me, that's what makes it so special. And if you'll notice, now there is a Wii game that has a heart monitor. Have you guys seen that?
No, they have one?
No, I haven't seen that.
Now, there's a new game. I'm almost positive it's a Wii game that comes with a heart monitor. And I'm just like, God, I wonder where they thought of that. All the exercise programs there's been over the last 40 years. Heart monitor's been around for 50 years. I mean, like, where did they come up with that? And that's what you're going to see a lot of people go to, not right away, but in time, because it goes against everything that the Biggest Loser does. So that's it. You have started your own documentary. Tell us a little about it.
Well, I mean, I think the main motivating factor, Matt, was the fact that when I showed up at the My Picky Eaters event in Century City, and your embracing of the fact of YRG, meaning you're ready, go, was the starting point, man. It was no looking back. And from that moment on and starting to document this, and one of the things I'm working on this weekend is putting together a little bit of showing where I was at that first workout, where I was in the second workout, to kind of compare, because that's all I've been, man, is continuing every day to grow a little bit and never to look at each day as a negative or a step backwards. The only way it could ever be a step backwards is if I was to, you know, poison myself and go back into the habits I was in. But I do not find myself slipping into any bad habits because of all the things that have come with the change. And that is almost subconsciously just doing the things, like you're saying, it's habit. And as soon as those good habits start, those healthy habits start, it's like my heart rate's coming down. I'm getting a little more flexible.
Stop there.
Yeah.
Tell what the first time, for people who missed any of Matt's videos, and if you're listening, and if you're someone, I don't know, anywhere outside of our universe of Team YRG, or if you're in it, you should go to YouTube and get subscribed to Never Been Fatter, and that's P-H-A-T-T-E-R. Am I right, Matt?
Yep, exactly.
Okay, on it, check out the heart monitor. Now, anybody knows that the first thing I do, and sometimes it's really challenging to get people's heart rate up, a la Doug, who walks around like he's in a coma at like 40. But for Matt, when we put that heart monitor on you, where was your heart rate at, bro?
The first time I put it on, it was like 143, and that was just standing up, standing still with little to no movement.
And I got to tell you guys, I've seen this before, and I've seen guys take a hold of it, and before you know it, they're sitting down, and it's 80 or 90 or 70. I've seen it happen. It just takes time. And I've seen guys, get heart attacks. I won't say I've seen guys die from heart attacks, but they die every day because their heart rate's so high, but they don't know. And there's a point in that video that we shot you, Matt, and you said, I guess my heart rate would be up a little bit higher. Do you remember when you said, my heart rate should be around, and you named the number. Do you remember what you thought your heart rate should be around?
I was thinking it'd probably be, I think it was something like 110, 120, not really knowing much about heart rate at all.
Right. You said 110. 110. Now, an athlete, a guy who's an athlete in great shape, his sitting heart rate is 60. Matt was thinking it should be 110. But Matt also stepped on the scale thinking, when I met him the night before, he thought he was 380, maybe 400. I said, that's a big jump, 380 to 400. Somewhere in between there. Well, the next day when we filmed them, I said, where do you think your weight is? And he said, 410. And I said, that's a big jump to a 380. And he said, I want to be more realistic with myself. But he was 439. Am I correct?
Yep.
So the bottom line is it's knowing where you are. When you hear me or when you get that email from me, and some of you might be listening and you don't have that email yet because I haven't had a chance to get on the Team YRG, which I'm going to do tomorrow, mainly because my online internet has been down. Well, I've been on this road trip, which I'm going to throw this plug in. If you don't belong to the Real DDP video, the video blog, it's on DiamondDallasPage.com. You have to go get it. You have to go subscribe to it. It costs nothing. But I just came from a trip in Bluefield, West Virginia, which I made a episode, as Road Dogg was calling it, Jesse James, the Road Dogg, was calling it the pilot of reality DDP TV. You got to get it. Go get it so you can watch it, because it's some funny shit. It wasn't funny when it was happening, even though I was laughing. It wasn't funny, but it was so funny. Now it's like, God, I'm so glad I videoed that whole trip, because it was such a clusterfuck. But back to Matt Vesnik, us videotaping him thinking he should be at 110 in his heart rate. You know, when you're that heavy, you're 439 pounds, just lifting your arms up and down, we got your heart rate over 160, right, bro?
Yeah. Yep.
And I wouldn't even let you engage. So yep. What insight would you give to anybody out there, like, for what you're doing? You're totally committed, and I wish I would have had so many other people start videoing themselves, Doug included, Terry. God, I couldn't even get Terry to take the pictures out. Terry, don't you wish you took those pictures back then?
I do indeed.
And, you know, I tell people this, my biggest regret out of anything is not videotaping. Mm-hmm. Biggest regret.
That's true.
Why
I
is
only
that?
Know
why is
how.
It
Yeah.
Why is that?
I got that one, Terry. I got that
exactly.
One. Why is it your biggest regret, bro?
Why? Because, you know, to me, it's about inspiring others. And I watch Arthur's video, and that inspires, you know, millions of people. And that's what, you know, I want to do too. Plus, I want to use it for myself to see where I came from, you know. But really, it's, to me, it was about, you know, helping others.
And really, awesome. You know, that's what this thing's all about, you know. That's what it's about. Robert, do we have any other people on the line?
We actually got a couple.
You sound like you're in Siam.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Did you walk to the other side of the room?
There, is that better?
Yeah. Like, would you actually talk to the phone? Yeah, that's much better.
Okay. Well, we've got Sparky on there, so we can bring him in if you want.
Absolutely, bring Sparky in. Another monster motivator. Not the monster motivator, but he's three at the top of the class, absolutely. Sparky,
what?
How you
right,
doing tonight,
right,
bro?
Yeah.
What's up, yo?
I am doing wonderful. How's everybody?
Sparky!
Hey, Sparky.
Yo!
Can you hear me?
We can hear you fine, bro. Talk. You got
okay.
The floor, brother.
Wait. I was going to say, the only thing that was missing from the Blue Pill videos was some dueling banjos. I was waiting for those to kick in at any point.
Hey, let me tell you, the Bluefield, that guy Toby, and you guys will see it as it goes on, is the most solid cat I have ever met on the planet. My only regret of that whole trip was not filming when I went to his house to meet his wife and his gorgeous, gorgeous little daughter, and then the neighbors came over, and you know, they're like, oh, my God, Domino's Page here. Now all the neighbors are coming all over to meet him. You know, and it was priceless. And all I could think about was when me, Kevin Nash, we were green as hell. We were the Vegas connection. Nobody knew or cared about us. But we were with somebody that they did care about. And his name was Jake the Snake Roberts. And it was the three of us. And I was driving Rick Rude's 1972 Cadillac, which was totally reworked, totally redone, and we were heading down, I want to say I-10, Jake's in the back, you know, he's got his beers, me and Kevin are up front, and we're cruising. I'm going, this car runs like a dream. I mean, listen, this AC is as good as any brand new car. And then we got into the black hole of I-10, leaving Jacksonville, which is completely pitch dark, and the car shut off. And the red light, generator light, some of you who are older may remember the generator light, went on, and the car stopped. Now you got me, 6'4", 255, 260 pounds. You got Jake, 6'6", 255 pounds. You got Kevin Nash, 6'10", 320 pounds. And we're out there trying to hitchhike. Long story short, Jake went on a long walk. found one of those 911 phones, had a trucker come pick us up, took us into the glades somewhere, you know, outside of Jacksonville, and every neighbor came from miles around to get pictures with Jake the Snake Roberts and these other two wrestlers. So when Toby's next door neighbors came over, that's the first thing that popped in my mind. I told him later he had a big take out of that. But like I said, this is all stories from The Real DDP. Actually, it's Reality DDP TV. If you haven't subscribed, and anybody who got it sent out to them today, they got a blank screen. Robert, do we have a handle on that yet?
No, I haven't sent it back out yet.
Okay. Well, we're going to send it back out. We're going to send out episode one. There's five episodes, and this guy, Toby, who we meet, he is as solid as the day is long. And the things that happened, and remember that story about the car shutting off and going dead and us being desolate, and what's about to happen for the third time in my life as Diamond Dallas Page driving in a car where it goes dead, this time in the freezing cold. So I'll leave you with that. So we're finally getting some banter here, so at least it's sort of like a bunch of friends getting together and talking. So, Sparky, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
What actually, you know, because what's happened to you since you started on the whole program? Let's skip that so people can know. Like, who was Sparky? Who's Sparky today?
Sparky was when Sparky started. And I started calling myself sort of like a regular guy because I was a regular guy, tired, sick, overweight. I didn't have hundreds of pounds to lose or 100 pounds to lose. I had 40-plus pounds to lose. That's what my doctor said. I had eczema from all the gluten all over my arms. My skin looked like shit. I had acid reflux from all the gluten and dairy. I was taking two pills a day. I had close to high blood pressure. My doctor had been having me come in every quarter, and this was his last quarter. He said, your next checkup, if you don't do anything with yourself, you're going to get some pills. And the same appointment, he had me going for a sleep study, and I got sleep apnea. I just had all the stuff coming to me, and I am 37, I'm turning 38, and I said, you know, I felt like I was 60. I couldn't even pull my socks up in the morning in bed without pulling my foot up onto my knee by myself. I had absolutely no flexibility. So, you know, I found YRG, and I fast-forward that. I'm over 40 pounds off. I am off my acid reflux med. I haven't been tested yet because the insurance isn't covering it for my sleep apnea, but I don't have, like, a bruise or a broken rib in my side like I used to for my wife when she woke me up from all my snoring from the sleep apnea. I've not been sleeping with my machine for a couple months. No,
oh, really? That's huge, dude.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's huge.
I would wake up, you know, if it wasn't from an apnea event of me waking myself up, it was from my wife elbowing me in the side telling me to shut the hell up because I'm keeping her up.
Yeah.
Tremendous.
So, well, I tested myself because the thing is the sleep apnea can get you. I was waking up on average 32 times an hour with Yeah, and the doctor said he's like, that 40 pounds is what's doing it to you. And I said, okay, whatever. So I got tested. I got the machine. So after I dropped that 40 pounds a couple months ago, I was like, okay, let me take it off because I wasn't even getting past the second stage of sleep. And I figured I wasn't dreaming because you get in that REM stage sleep, like stage four, that's when you dream. So I was like, if I take this off and I have a couple dreams, things might be pretty good. I started dreaming, and then it's history sort of from there. I still got to get tested, make sure everything's cool, but everything's much better. But no pills. My blood pressure's down like 20 points. You know, I can bend over and touch my toes. I don't have to, like, you know, get a crane to pull my ankle up onto my knee to get my sock on in the morning, you know. And I'm just working it out. Totally changed my lifestyle.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. I think, Sparky, you were one of the first people who signed up to go to the DDP YRG retreat, didn't you?
That's right. That's one of my questions. You beat me to it. I was going to say, what's going on? How many people we got? Where are we going? Are we ready?
Well, you know, we're going no matter what. We're going, you know, what we have right now, and I think we're about 13 people in right now. I haven't really pushed it because I know how hard it is during Christmas time, then starting the first of the year. But I'm going to be starting to push it the next couple months, and I'm going to take it out everywhere and let everybody know, because there's a lot of people who would come that aren't even in our world, but to experience, you know, what they're doing. Because when they see – the reason why I have to say in the better shape than I was when I was wrestling is because – I got to build a show. I'm going to be 55 years old come April. And what's possible? You know, and I always love that people will go, well, come on, dude. You were a three-time world champion. Of course you could do it. I say, have you seen that video of Arthur? You know, it's like, that's all I have to say. Because when they see that, it's like, oh, wow, he could do that from that. I go, yeah. So what's possible? You know, so it all comes down to what you make possible. And what we're going to be doing down there is I got to tell you, I can't let you know the name yet, but Angela has been the personal chef for a very key figure that everyone in the world knows who this person is. And she actually took her through a YRG workout today, which is pretty cool. I'm looking forward to hearing what that was all about. But she has developed the whole My Picky Eaters thing. And again, yeah, you talked about no wheat, no gluten, no dairy. And, you know, and I'm a guy who ate that my whole life. But when I wanted to have my body feel better, because when I hit it, when you're in your 30s, it's completely different than when you're in your 20s. But it's completely different when you're in your 30s than you are when you're in your 40s. And when you're in your 50s, holding back the hands of time becomes pivotal. And, you know, you're ready to hold back the hands of time, go. Because without my workout, I would be totally screwed. Without my clean eating habits, I couldn't enjoy these couple glasses of wine I'm having tonight. Because tomorrow I'd wake up and I'd feel like shit. But I'm not gonna, because I know that everything else I'm eating is good. And it tastes amazing. But Angie is, we've come up with an entire line, and it's from cupcakes to cakes to chocolate chip cookies to, I mean, there's so many different things on the line, and we just got some of the pictures back, and our goal is to get it on QVC. And if that happens, now the world will be exposed to, you know, a healthier lifestyle vegan programs. And I said all of that to lead us back to the YRG retreat, which will be at the end of August. You could either have 4 days and three nights or 5 days and four nights. And it'll be at the El Dorado in Mexico. Go to DiamondDallasPace.com and check it out. Check out the resort. We got a hell of a lot more pictures. We had a very sad moment, my sister and I, this week, because Janice, who is Sally's right-hand woman at her travel agency, she passed this week, and she was a great lady and someone who, you know, in her very early 50s did not take care of herself at all. So I wasn't really surprised. I felt really bad for my sister and her husband, Billy, a great guy, but she never took care of herself. And when you don't take care of yourself, life has a way of catching up to you. You know, and other times you could get lucky and we'll look at that guy. Like Angela's grandfather, he's 96. He smokes a pack and a half of Camels a day. He walks a mile and a half to the Walgreens to get his paper and walks back. He's 96, but he still smokes that pack and a half of Camels every day. I think he took them away from him. He died. I don't know. But this old black warrior, you know, he had some serious genes in him coming over on that slave boat. But, you know, everybody is genetically different. You know, some people are born blind. Some people are born where they can't walk, they can't read, whatever. You know, it's all how you overcome the adversity. And I'm so glad we had a lot of different people come on here tonight and talk about this. This is just the beginning, because next week we've got Mark Merrill on here. And you better come out with the response. If we can stay on for an hour and a half, I will. But if it's not there, I'm going to cut it like tonight for an hour. You know, before I clicked off and started to go to my go home, Robert, do we have anybody who has anything to ask or anything?
Actually, we've there aren't any questions. We do have Brian and Rich.
No, we got Officer X. Officer
yes.
X.
Hold on, do you have some in my screen title?
Okay, we just
went
back
now.
Officer X.
Hello. Hey, what's up, Dallas? How are you, brother?
Hey, buddy.
Nice Brian. To hear everybody. I love hearing that stuff. Sparky, I got some energy out of hearing you. Great tonight.
Thanks, bro.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Hey, though, I can't wait to see the next video from West Virginia. Cannot wait.
Hey, dude, let me ask you this. How are your recruits doing? Because, you know, Brian is a police officer who actually trains a lot of these new cadets coming in. And I know you took it through some wires. You worked on. Did you bust their ass? How did that go?
Yeah, you know what? We've been. You know, I'll tell you the truth is, unfortunately, we're mandated that we got to do so much jogging and so much of this other stuff. And as you were just saying, 40 is different than 20. I sneak off every day for a little while and bang out some wires just to stay ahead of these guys with the old school calisthenics and the running and stuff, because 40 is way worse than 20s. You know, I'm telling you, between that and apple cider vinegar three times a day, we're just trying to keep. I feel like you sitting here with ice packs on and pillows and all this other bullshit, trying to keep it going. You know.
Well, you're trying to run with 20-year-old friggin' stallions, dude. You know, I only do that once in a while. You're doing it like every day. Yeah.
It beats walking up to the fourth floor in some tenement, though. We'll get through it. You know.
No, absolutely. Kick it down the door. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, it's funny how you say like broken table, because I get kids that are in shape and we start doing YIG stuff, forget about it. You know, something like broken table or jumping dogs and stuff like that, they just can't hang because they've never seen anything like it, you know. And you tell them what it is, and I get this one kid in particular I spoke to you about, and anybody else to listen, I got one guy who's overweight. He's a big kid. He's very athletic, and I took him on the side, and his YIG stuff came yesterday, and we're gonna do some amazing stuff with this kid because he's got balls.
You're gonna video him and film him and take pictures and all that.
Yeah. It's all gonna get done, but it's gonna if he's gonna do it. But the thing is, it's like you should. When you find someone who's willing to put the work in and willing to, whatever you do, just do it. I can't do enough for a guy like that. Can't.
Yeah.
You know,
we're gonna
help this guy attain his goals, you know? 100%.
Absolutely.
It's good stuff.
You know, that's what it's all about, man. And that's why anybody who's listening or whatever, if you make the connection, I'm not the big bad wolf. All these people, you know, I guess maybe if you watch me in wrestling, you got a little spray to me or whatever, but I'm not that guy. You know, I'm an actor. And I'll leave you on this quote because I want to start to fade out, but I'm heading into New York this weekend, actually Connecticut, to do a filming of a movie short that'll play it eventually. I'll put it up on my site, but we have to wait till it goes to the film festivals. It's called Hard Luck. And a famous rapper from the 80s is involved in it. It's all over the internet right now. If those of you remember DMC from Run DMC, DMC's been wanting to get into doing movies and stuff, so he plays the employer or the, you know, the bad guy, the lead, you know, Don, so to speak. And I play the serious man who's a hitman, and it's going to be pretty cool. I've read the script. It's only like, you know, 22 pages, but it's amazing. And I'm going to be heading up New York, and I'll be doing my own little videos off of that. I actually videoed myself doing cooking with my daughter Brittany when I was down in Birmingham. We cooked some chicken piccata, so that'll be up on the site. But all this comes from the real DDP. You know, it goes from the real DDP blog, so make sure you get that. And if you just go to diamonddallaspage.com and go to the real DDP,
You will be able to subscribe to that. It'll be sent to you. And Robert's going to make sure, if for some reason the video doesn't work tomorrow, we'll be on that, and we'll go back again with episode one, because people didn't get it sent out to them, of the Bluefield hell that I called it. It was a lot of fun filming it and doing it, not living it, but it was fun doing it. I want to thank everybody for coming on the show tonight and making it more of a roundtable. I'm going to consider this step one. We didn't have Stacy, our girl, at the helm there, putting it all together. But we are definitely got a little momentum going, and we'll take it into Mark Merrow tomorrow. And not tomorrow, but next Monday or Thursday or whatever day I'm talking about. and then from there, we'll see where we are the last Thursday of the month. Everybody, thanks for coming. You've been wonderful. You've been marvelous. But see ya.